Gabriel Batista, Ken Batista's son. Happy birthday to you. And a few more to mention as well. Charlie of Fredericksburg, happy birthday to you from John and Addie in Easter. Kevin from the Doherty family. Misha of McKeesport. Hayden of Lancaster, Pennsylvania from Brian and Lisa. And Mary Kate McGurk. On the 18th, we have Stacy of Mount Lebanon, Betty of Harmony from your family. Sheena. Also Emma of Mount Lebanon for mom and dad. And sister Allie. Samantha of Bridgeville for mom and dad. And sister Jenna. Justin of West Mifflin from Casey and family. Dylan of New Kensington from sister Carolyn and family. And Matt in Gibsonia from mom, dad, and Nick. Finally, happy December 19th birthday to Steve of Cranberry and Jonathan of Bethel Park from mom and dad and sister Sarah. Seems like more and more these days, it seems like just about everybody has a birthday. And if you'd like to share yours with us such that we announce it, it's easy to do.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we shall make sure that they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed agent. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio and the player there, as well as its links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Come on, let's listen to the radio. Don't you know? It's been falling for hours and we really don't wanna go. We got snow piled high as towers. Icicles are hanging on wires. Dad's in the driveway squealing tires. Well, it seems safe to say that we're well on our way to a snow day.
Slick with ice, it's so nice. Four snow. take a look at all the neighbors dressed in old snow pants. Their shovels just don't stand a chance. I think it's safe to say that we're taking a snow day. Come on, come on, let's go and listen to the radio. Don't you know it's been falling forever and we really don't wanna go. We got snow and it won't stop never. So won't you say our district's name? The teachers all feel the same. It'll all be okay. We'll make it up in late May. We need a snow day.
We need a snow.
Light Brigade, and there you've got Justin Roberts. And I love it when somebody writes and says, could you play that song that was about this and about that? And, you know, the superintendent had to make a decision about snow day. And I knew what it was. I don't always succeed in identifying the exact song without the artist or the title. But Mrs. Edwards, thank you for a great description. We would make good password players. You could give me the description, or just it would have to be a single word and I'd have to come up with the answer. But it works out well. It's always frustrating if I can't find a particular song, but I'm glad we found the one you were looking for. I'm assuming that was it. I think it has to have been that. Justin Roberts and Snow Day.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Thank you to Norton for your contribution during our year-end donor drive. Also to Cindy in the Fox Chapel area, we appreciate your support. Carla and McMurray, thank you. Thanks to Ralph and Jess in the South Hills. Shannon, thank you for your support. Mike and Amy of O'Hara. Also, Eric Garrett, Ken and Jane Gargaro, and Rick and Amy, who are now in Dublin, Ohio. Those are just a few of the most recent supporters during our year-end donor drive. This is the time when we hope you'll consider supporting SLB, the nonprofit that brings you the Saturday Light Brigade. You know, we're a little different than most other radio programs, not only with what we do here together weekly, but with how we support youth as they work in our youth media center to create broadcast products, also to collect oral history and to work with each other and within the community. If you believe in the importance of providing spaces for authentic connection on and off the air, we hope you'll take a moment before we start to play Guess Who and make a quick, in fact, an instant contribution.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you.
who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Dan and Kathy, along with Sam, also known as Brother Francisco, Nate, Tom, and Sarah are listening together, and Grove City is where Dan and Kathy read us from, and they mentioned how much they love Justin Roberts. And I'm glad you enjoyed hearing him just now with the song Snow Day. We are going to play Guess Who, and we're ready for you. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Maybe somebody living, maybe somebody not living. Could be somebody from film, sports, history, another form of entertainment, literature. Who knows? Well, I know, and we're going to see if you can figure out who it is. Today's initials are G, 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 G. That's G as in Greensburg, and G as in Green Tree. G, G. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I will keep you posted with respect to the incorrect GGs that come in. There are quite a few, and I can't wait to hear what you come up with. Are you ready to play Guess Who? We are.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
412-200-5975 by text or telephone, or 1-888-752-7234. And Mike, right off the bat, gives me a name I've got to look up. Game designer and author Gary Gygax. Ellis, do you know who Gary Gygax is? Ellis is my closest connection to the game community. American game designer, best known for co-creating Dungeons and Dragons with Dave Arneson. I'm not saying you should have known that, Ellis, but that's amazing. He also developed a game called Chainmail. And he was born in 1938. It's not Gary Gygax. What a great guess. Thank you, Michael. And the guesses continue to come in. G, G, our Guess Who initials. And let me get to, there we go, Nick. Has quite a few. Gabby Giffords, Gilbert Gottfried, Gilbert Grape, great guess. Gail Gordon, the correct answer, which I almost said, and I stopped myself. Well done coming up with the correct answer. Also, Gary Goffin of the co-writer with Carole King of so many songs. Graham Greene, Greta Garbo, Glenn Gould, the Canadian pianist, and a few others, which I'll name. You've got so many, I want to be sure we give others a chance to still play. Tom of McCandless. That was Nick and Susan of New York City. Tom and McCandless has quite a few as well. including Galileo Galilei, the astronomer, Greta Garbo. I see he's got the correct answer. And Gary Gilmore. Gordon G., the president of West Virginia University. Günter Grass, the German writer. Germaine Greer and Greer Garson. A lot of guesses coming in from Tom and a few others that I'll try to mention as time goes on. 412-200-5975. What a busy time. And here comes more John and Carrick. Just got the correct answer. Mike and Mars has Greg Gumbel, the sportscaster. Here comes Stu and McCandless with Gabby Giffords, great guest, not her. Jim in Crafton Heights has Greta Gerwig, Gus Grissom, and Greta Garbo. Mrs. Edwards, we're glad you enjoyed the song that we played. Trish in Cook Forest. Aw, Trish. Trish guessed George Gobel. And Trish, you have no idea why I just awed at your guess, but Gorgeous George was her other guess. And Gorgeous George is the name of one of our cats. And we were just explaining to somebody a couple nights ago who Gorgeous George was, the wrestler Gorgeous George. So I'm very glad that somebody else knows Gorgeous George. Nick in Mars has Gary Glitter, great guest, Gary Graham, and Gordon Gekko, the character from Wall Street. Gigi, this morning's initials, just a few correct answers so far. Bill in Sheridan, good to hear from you, Bill, has Gloria Gaynor and Gary Glitter. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights have Graham Greene. John and Carrick has Gus Grissom. Mike in the South Hills has a guess of somebody I don't know, Israeli actress Gal Gadot, who portrayed Wonder Woman. Not her. A great guest, Mike, and thank you for checking in with us. Jim in Crafton Heights has Graham Greene and George Gobel. Gail in Stanton Heights has Galileo Galilei, the correct answer. Greta Garbo, Gloria Gaynor, Gilbert Gottfried, Greg Gumbel, Gal Gadot, Gloria Graham, and another one I've got to look up. Is it Gina Gershon? Actress and singer who appeared in Face Off, among other films, including Bound and Pray for Rock and Roll. Greer Garson. Oh, Martha and Bill, I was hoping somebody would guess my pal, George G. George G, who I keep in touch with. George G, big band leader of the Make Believe Ballroom Band, now New York City based, but founded here in Pittsburgh. It's not him, but a great guess. John in Economy Borough has the correct answer. He also has a guess of Greer Garson and Gilbert Gottfried. And more guesses coming in. George Gobel from John and Carrick. Greta Gerwig from John in Economy Borough. Steve and Sharon yet another, look it up, Larry, George Ivanovich, Kurds, Jeff, philosopher, mystic, spiritual teacher, composer, and more. Not him, but a good guess. You can guess by phone or text at 412-200-5975. Thanks, Steve. Don in Bethel Park has George Gobel. Dan and Kathy in Grove City have the correct answer. Well done, you two. Oh, a good one from Linda. And call your Goose Gossage. Not Goose Gossage. Good guess. Oh, it's amazing when this happens. Rich in Freeport at the exact same time. Also guessed Goose Gossage. Trish in Cook Forest just got the correct answer. Jeff in Maine guessed each and every one of the Gilmore Girls. Steve and Sharon just guessed Goofy. I don't know if Goofy had a last name. Rick, whose birthday is coming up, Rick has the exact correct answer. Well done. He is in Highland Park. Linda has Gloria Graham, not her. And Patrick of Stanton Heights has a lot here, Gal Gadot, George. We had that already. Gus Grissom, Gil Gerard, Giovannino, Gureshi, Giovanni. Korea, Ginger Grant, Gus Greenlee, that's a good guess, and Greta Garbo. Patrick of Stanton Heights suggests we have a new game called Look It Up, Larry. Aileen in Maine just came up with the correct answer. Oh, and here are a lot of guesses coming in. One by phone. Lois in Gibsonia had a guess of Graham Greene. Wow, so many guesses coming in as we play Guess Who. We'll give you just another moment or two to come up with the correct answer at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Kathy, thank you for the contribution you just made during our year-end donor drive, and appreciate the nice note. I believe I am caught up. Aileen in Maine has the correct answer. Jaylene, this is Mike. Grits Gresham. Mike is in Alabama. An American sportsman, author, photographer, and TV personality, Grits Gresham. new to me and a great guest. Thank you, Mike, for listening. Steve says, I don't know Goofy's last name. I'm going to call him Goofy Goofy to make it fit. Larry and Vanessa, good morning. Gilbert Creep is their guest. And a couple more guesses coming in, and then we are going to give the correct answer. I see Ricky writing down some guesses to share with me in just a moment, and I'm looking forward to seeing what those are. And George Goodman, guessed by Charlie. Not George Goodman, but a great guess. Just the same. Who was it? We're looking for composer George Gershwin. And it was on today's date in 1928 that George Gershwin's An American in Paris was first presented to the public, performed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. The composition was played under the direction of Walter Damrosch and eventually was used in the film An American in Paris in 1951 with Leslie Caron and Gene Kelly. Goodman, and his headliners were a Pittsburgh-based group that recorded during the 1960s. Thank you, Ricky. And Charlie, thank you for your guess. Extra mention and Saturday Light Brigade charge to those who came up with George Gershwin. Trish, who is in Cook Forest. Rick in Highland Park. Dan and Kathy in Grove City. Aline in Maine, John in Economy, John in Carrick, Gail in Stanton Heights, Tom in McCandless, who also had GG, British slang, for a horse and horse racing, Gaff Gifford, the grandfather of Gabby Gifford, George Gallup, that's one that we didn't hear yet, Gabriel Garcia, a Colombian writer, Gunnar Gunnarsson, an Icelandic author, Gordon Gould, the inventor of the laser, and Greer Garson, and Nick in New York City, also a new George Gershwin. And he and Susan not only got that, but had a few other guesses, most of which I mentioned earlier. They did have Gilbert Creep together and Gloria Gaynor and Glenn Gould. Congratulations if you came up with today's Guess Who. George Gershwin. This is Bela Fleck from the album Rhapsody in Blue. It's all songs by or inspired by George Gershwin. Thanks for playing along with Guess Who today. It's very hard for us to answer all the text messages and emails that come in during Guess Who. I hope you heard us read them on the air, and I hope you understand it can be tough as this come in. Now, coming up, we have a new game that we think you are going to enjoy that encourages you to think in threes. That will be in just a moment. And while we have a brief moment here, I hope you'll consider becoming an official supporter of the games that you hear here. You know, the Olympics has the official sponsors. Why not be a sponsor of the games we have Saturday morning? It's our year-end donor drive. It's easy, quick to make a donation, either by phone or by going to our website. We currently have had 141 donations totaling, let's see, I haven't been keeping up to date this morning, 665, totaling $31,665, which is great. We're well on our way to our year-end goal of $50,000. And the other thing that's great is we have heard from about 30 first-time donors, people who listen faithfully week in and week out, but for a lot of reasons, haven't made a donation. Often it's because you never knew we were a nonprofit, or there was never a good time to do it. This is why we have campaigns, to make it especially easy to support radio that you love. Fact is, about 1 in 10 enthusiastic radio listeners take the step it takes to support what they enjoy so much. And it's often just a matter of time. It's busy. It happens to me too. So I hope you'll consider making a first-time contribution or a renewed contribution this morning. It's easy. You can do it by telephone, or you can do it at our website. And we hope you'll do so during this intermission. It's the perfect time. You can call us at 412-200-5975, or you can go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Yes, the one, and let the other one ride. There's so many changes.
There you've got the Lovin' Spoonful at the Saturday Light Brigade. And did you ever have to make up your mind? It's been a busy morning, and it's about to get busier as we spend some time together giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And we've got a brand new game that's going to require you to think in threes. Thank you to an anonymous brigadier, a longtime listener making a first-time contribution this morning at slbradio.org/donate. We're grateful for your support.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Tales and Treats, a Pittsburgh musical theater program where teen students at PMT Conservatory manage, choreograph, market, and present free theater productions for kids. The Tales and Treats production of Pirates and Zombies, a Scarabian Crucicle, will be held on January 10th at the Gargaro Theater in the West End. More information is available at pittsburghmusicals.com.
Now it is time to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. This game involves triplets. Every answer to every clue we're about to give you are three things: blank, blank, and blank. If we gave you the clue Old Glory, Old Glory, the answer would be red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. And if we gave you the clue Yarrow, Stucky, and Travers, Yarrow, Stucky, and Travers, that's Peter, Paul, and Mary. So that's the way the game works. Every answer will be a trio. As usual, you are welcome to challenge me with clues of your own as we play. Here's our first clue. Ordinary man. Ordinary man, or an ordinary man. And our second clue is a Bobby Darin hit. A Bobby Darin hit. You can answer one, the other, or both, and I hope you'll answer on or off the air.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We're going to sneak in a request for a very popular Saturday Light Brigade song. And here's hoping you'll come up with the trio we are looking for. The clue is an ordinary man. And we're also looking for a Bobby Darin hit. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
I went upstairs in the middle of the night. I tiptoed in and I turned on the light. But to my surprise, there was no one in sight. My Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, shaggy bears, baggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. I gave Uncle Walter a new coat to wear. When he came home, he was covered with hair. lately I've noticed several new tears. I'm sure Uncle Walter goes waltzing with bears. He goes walk, 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 while waltzing with bears. Raggy Bear, Shaggy Bears, Baggy Bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, walk, 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 waltzing. So he can go waltzing, waltzing with bears. We told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things that we said he should, but I know that he'd rather be out in the wood. I'm afraid we might lose Uncle Walter for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing with bears. Raggy Bear, Shaggy Bears, Baggy Bears too. There's nothing on earth
Saturday Light Brigade. I almost want to call that a million seller. We played that song so many times, especially in the 80s and early 90s, and know a lot of children who are now adults that would spend their time waltzing with bears on a Saturday morning. That's Nana Hoffman, played by request. Jaylene was able to come up with the answer that we were looking for an ordinary man. Tom, Dick, or Harry. Any regular Tom, Dick, or Harry was the way that went. But there's a few other answers that came in, too. Mike and Mars also got that answer, as did Steve and Sharon. Martha and Bill were thinking, well, three words would be regular Joe. Fits as to three words. Dan and Kathy thought of me, myself, and I. It's a good trio of words. And the Bobby Darin hit. Patrick was thinking a three-word hit is Mac the Knife, but we're looking for threes that come in this, this, and that in that form. So Shake, Rattle, and Roll is what we were looking for. Good morning to Nick in West Mifflin, who's thinking of John Q. Public as an ordinary guy. Here's one. These are cereal mascots. And remember, the answer is in the form of blank, blank, and blank. Cereal mascots. Cereal, spelled C-E-R-E-A-L. Can you identify cereal mascots that go by this, this, and this? And here is a popular sandwich that goes by that same form. This, this, and this. In fact, that popular sandwich has a few different answers. And this is one, this is a slang, an expression that means everything is included. This deal includes everything. They say that you're getting it this way. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Mike and Mars talking about guess who enjoys playing Look It Up, Larry. He says it's a consolation prize when he can't come up with guess who. And Larry and Vanessa, you came up with a great clue. And I'm going to use this as a clue. David, Stephen, and Graham. David, Stephen, and Graham. Do you know the correct answer to that? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's one for me. Very good. Stephen Sharon says, children sailing in a shoe. Children sailing in a shoe. That's winking, blinking, and nod. I do believe. Thank you. Gail knows that the cereal mascots are Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Mike and Mars just said a Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak movie. Huh. Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak movie. That's not coming to me. Oh. I just looked it up. I would never have known this. Yes, I played Look It Up, Larry, together. I'm curious if you know it. I just wanted to be sure I had the correct answer. But Ernie Kovacs and Jack Lemmon were also in this movie. So we'll leave that out for a little bit. Mike, that's a great additional clue. Jaylene knew Snap, Crackle, and Pop, as did Martha and Bill. Alan also has Snap, Crackle, and Pop. He is in Squirrel Hill. Thanks to you and Laura for your support, by the way, during our donor drive. Gail has the well-known sandwich, at least one of them, peanut butter and jelly. Mike has Snap, Crackle, and Pop, as does Annie in Eastern PA. Martha and Bill just came up with the other sandwich, at least the one that I was thinking of, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Jaylene also had that. What a busy morning. Steve has Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Alan has bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Aline and Bob and Donna and Etna with Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Jaylene got the one that I'm so glad you got this, because if I'm not careful, I'll forget to give some of the ones that are out. And one of the ones out was including everything. When you have a deal that includes every single thing, it's lock, stock, and barrel. Lock, stock, and barrel. Nice job, Jaylene. Bob and Donna also had bacon, lettuce, and tomato, as well as peanut butter and jelly. Mike got lock, stock, and barrel. And Annie sent me some beautiful little pictures of a piece of bacon, a piece of lettuce, and a tomato. And Bob and Donna knew we were looking for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, as did Mrs. Edwards, who got Snap, Crack, One Pop, and her answer to All In, or Including Everything, is Hook, Line, and Sinker. Hook, Line, and Sinker. Shailene got Crosby, Stills, and Nash, as did Stewart and McCandless. Snap, Crack, One Pop from Patrick in South Park. Alan knew Crosby, Stills, and Nash, as did Mike and Rich and Gail. Jim in Crafton Heights has Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Having trouble getting caught up here. Alan knows the movie. It's Bell, Book, and Candle. That's the Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak film. Gail in Stanton Heights also got it. Trish knew BLTs and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. John in Economy had Hook, Line, and Sinker. Jim, excellent. I'm getting clues. Chad and Ellis and Ricky are playing. So this requires you to be very local. This would be the grand entrance to Bellevue sign, or the Bellevue sign says this. Bellevue, a neighborhood just north of the city of Pittsburgh. It's the sign that sort of is a landmark. And then this answer would be the end. Most tennis tournaments end this particular way. Ellis, did you play tennis or like tennis? No. Hey, this one's from Ellis. Most tennis tournaments end this way. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights challenges me with a short distance. I think that's a hop, a skip, and a jump. Let's see what else we have here. Rich in Freeport knew Bell, Book, and Candle, said to be the inspiration for Bewitched. Ernie Kovacs, Jack Lemmon, Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak. That's got to be a fun film. Bob and Donna says, how about the 1960s jazz rock group that had a hit with You've Made Me So Very Happy? Blood, Sweat, and Tears. How about the Apollo 11 astronauts? That one I'll leave out. Apollo 11 astronauts. That's from Stu. And let me be sure, are there any I think we've answered everything that's out there right now. Oh, we don't have the Bellevue answer, nor do we have. So we're looking for the sign indicating you've reached the borough of Bellevue. And we're looking for how tennis tournaments end. And the Apollo 11 astronauts. John, in Economy, I think this is a guess on Bellevue. You're close. Live, Love, and Worship. At least I think that's what that refers to. Mike and Mars knows that tennis tournaments end with game, set, and match. Well done, Mike. Shailene says a bluegrass trio featuring a fiddle player, guitar virtuoso, and banjo player. Wow. Oh, that's going to be hard. Blank, blank, and blank. was thinking Lester and Earl. Well, we'll see if you know that one. A bluegrass trio featuring a fiddle player, guitar virtuoso, and banjo player. 412-200-5975. Point, set, and match. Close enough, Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City for the end of the tournament. Here's D at WIUP-FM. A way of living. This is from D. D, it's great to hear from you. D says, a way of living, live, laugh, and love. Ella says, our show. Our radio show, Saturday Light Brigade, no. Ellis, you're going to have to, I have no idea. Games, music, and guests. Okay, I'm going to think on that for a little bit. Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins are the Apollo 11 astronauts. John in economy knew that. He also had game, set, and match. Jaylene's giving me more hints to that bluegrass trio. The album came out in 1981 and featured Remington's Ride. Man, I'm gonna keep thinking about that for a little bit. Tony Rice comes to mind. Jim has Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins. John in economy knows the Bellevue sign. It's live, shop, worship, or live, worship, shop. Or worship, shop, live. And remember the great mystery. If you only have two bulbs, which signs do you choose to light up? You can shop and worship, but you need to live, too. You can worship and live, but chances are you need to still get stuff. You can shop and live, but what's the point? Patrick in Stanton Heights also knew the famous Live Worship Shop sign. Alan notes that Bell Book and Candle is the title of a song by Scottish folk singer Eddie Reader. Oh, Jaylene, thank you for sending the answer. Berline, Crary, and Hickman, the group. I would never have gotten that. Nick challenges me with Donald's nephews. That's Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. So I just don't have Allen's. Ricky, Larry, and Chad. Chad, Ellis, you're going to have to come in here and speak in front of one of these microphones or... because I have no idea... I'm about ready to say, what you talking about, Ellis? Good morning. Ellis is... hang on. Let me show you I know how to get a mic. Oh, it's me. Now you're on.
Okay. So you mean about, like, the name of our show, you mean?
Well, you said it just says our show.
Yeah. Well, I think I realize the issue. It's the Saturday Light Brigade, but there's no and between light and brigade.
How long have you worked here now?
Not long enough, apparently.
Saturday Light and Brigade, but it's okay. It's just fine. You had game, set, and match. That was a good one. That was a great one. Do you want to try one more?
I have one more in mind, actually.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how many of our...
It's not a trick one.
One this time. I don't know how many of our viewers will know this one.
They're listeners.
Listeners, sorry.
How long have... No, I'm just...
How long have I been... it's a Cartoon Network show.
Oh.
From the early 2000s.
Not Ren and Stimpy. Those are only two.
That was also Nickelodeon.
Cartoon Network. Mm. It's not coming to me.
Oh, see, I don't know how many people are going to know this one.
Well, let me...